I want you to go through the recent data you just referred to about clinical risk. But first, could you just talk a little bit more about the soft and text trials and how that affected your approach to adjuvant therapy of premenopausal women?
Yeah, I mean, I think soft was really critical because it isolated that ovarian suppression information relative to tamoxifen. And because clearly from the designs of the studies, you know, the U.S. breast oncologists really wanted to see that. We weren't convinced ovarian suppression was something that should be offered routinely. The Europeans doing text had pretty much felt that, yeah, that should be done, and the question is what drug should we partner with it? So they were coming at this issue from a little bit different approaches, but I think together they give great information because of the consistency across the trial. And then you could combine the ovarian suppression with tamoxifen and AI across the studies and really get very large, robust data sets. So they are useful, but for me, I think the information that was so interesting from SOFT was that patients actually, the improvement going from tamoxifen to ovarian suppression AI, patients got almost that far with the ovarian suppression tamoxifen. They did do a bit better if you took their estrogen levels down further, but when you look at the curves, when you look at the data sets, the bulk of the improvement really took place when you added the ovarian suppression to the tamoxifen, and then the AI took it up a bit further. And I think that's useful for clinical practice because the higher the risk, you know, the more willing you are to at least say, well, let's see how you tolerate an aromatase inhibitor because you have a higher risk ER-positive breast cancer. I might be more aggressive with it. But as you move down the risk scale, and this, again, this gets back to the recurrence score because we know those patients with scores 10 or less, they're going to do fine really whether you give them TAM or an AI. On the lower end of the intermediate, the data kind of looks the same way. It's as you get higher where you need to think more aggressively about using ovarian suppression and an aromatase inhibitor.